You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
This week marks the start of the second term of the school year for students across Aotearoa. For education staff, it means a return to roles that are often undervalued in our society. An often underrepresented group in education reform action, principals across the countries have started a work ban this week. The ban seeks to highlight the work principals do and to garner some recognition from the Ministry of Education. I sat down with Linda Stewart, lead negotiator for the New Zealand Institute of Education, about the work ban and how the government can better support principals.
Help our community out. I think over the last few years, the role of the principal has been absolutely crucial as leading communities, not just the children that are in their school or the staff that are in their school, but leading communities through some really tricky times. And it's exacerbated some of the issues that principals have described as being overwhelming, I guess, in the past. So the sorts of things like, you know, COVID-19 is one of the things that principals have led their communities through. But we've also had some really traumatic incidents happen. Think about things that have happened in Christchurch with the terrorist attacks. We think about the traumatic weather events that we've had in parts of Auckland and also the Hawke's Bay and other areas. You know, those things have happened over time. And what happens during those times is that principals have absolutely been at the forefront of leading their communities through these times.
Would you be able to describe some of the roles day to day that principals do that the general public would probably have no idea about?
I think one of the things is that we absolutely have to deal with everything that is within the school. So, you know, when I came into the role, well, firstly as a teacher and then latterly as a principal, I came into the role thinking that there would be a real focus in on teaching and learning, because that's what we learn about and that's what we know. But as a principal, what I see is I see the navigation work that we do, whether it be with the community, whether it be with outside agencies to get support for our children. We have to read legislation and know what's happening as far as the education landscape is all about. We have to know the latest guidelines around things like physical restraints. The ministry want us to be involved also, and we want to be involved with things like the curriculum refresh. So there's the revamping of the curriculum, and so that's one of the things that we will be putting a pause on. But there's also, I'm in the midst of a huge housing development, and so there's a rebuild of the school happening. So I'm Johnny on the spot. So as far as project management and building, the conversations around the building are concerned, that's part of my day as well. The property issues are huge in our schools. If you're in a small school and you are the principal there, not only are you doing all of the things that I've described, but you are also leading your school. You are also often teaching a class. So that is absolutely huge. And what we're seeing at the moment is that the support for our principals is not strong enough. People feel that they're not being valued. Even though we're being told thank you for the work that we do, we're not actually seeing that in the support that is given to us for leadership support. We're also not seeing that focusing on our well-being, that we're the ones who ensure that our staff's well-being is to the fore, but actually who supports us. Technically, it's the Board of Trustees. But if the Board of Trustees haven't got the resources and the tools that they need to do that, then who does it? And I guess the other part of that is we have huge disparities in pay across the sector. So at the moment, we're in this historic situation of being paid according to the size of our school, the number of children at our school, which is really archaic. And then there's some allowances on top of that. But actually, the reality is that just doesn't fit the modern context. And so we've put together as principals a number of, you would call them claims, I guess. I call them solutions around addressing these issues that we're seeing.
Would you be able to go into a little bit of detail about those claims and solutions that you guys have come up with?
Yeah, sure. So looking at the pay, for example, is actually really looking at ensuring that principals of small schools are not being paid less than a DP or a senior leader in a larger school is concerned. So that's something that we call relativity issues. The education sector is rife with issues of unfair remuneration. And we know that it will take time to really sort it through to where it needs to go, but we want to see a concrete pathway around addressing those issues. So that's one part of it. And also, obviously, are very aware of the cost of living that we're all being confronted with now. And so our pay obviously needs to keep up with the cost of living. And we need to ensure that our principals are feeling that they are valued. So thank you is great, but actually thank you doesn't pay the bills. So we want to see the value as far as pay is concerned. The other part of it, which is equally as important, is the part around our well-being. We've got a number of solutions around ways that could be addressed through offers to us, and that includes things such as sabbaticals. It also includes things such as ring-fenced well-being fund that actually the principal can use to support their professional growth and hence the support that they may need to do their job. The other thing is leadership and management staffing. There is a very big disparity between primary and secondary and the leadership support that we get into our schools to fulfil the role that we have as principals. So we've got some solutions around that as well. Certainly there are schools such as our specialist schools that there are some solutions that we've got in there. Each school is its own individual context, and that makes it tricky to ensure that there's a fair and level playing field for all. But actually what we need to do is to ensure that we are, with the next offer that the ministry presents to us, that they have shown that they have really taken on board those issues that our principals have put to the forefront, and that's the reason why we're taking the action that we are taking now. None of us take it lightly, and every principal that I speak to loves their job, but it's actually unsustainable in the way that it is currently.
And you spoke a bit about the ministry's next offer to principals. Did you want to go into a little bit more detail about what you want to see going forward from the ministry and the timelines of how you want things to change to be able to keep up with principals' needs?
Well, I think what we have done is we've already conveyed a number of this within our negotiations, or a lot of this within our negotiations. So we've highlighted those issues. We want to see that the issues have been taken really seriously. And although we know that whenever you're in a negotiation, there needs to be some compromise, we don't believe it needs to be sacrificed. So what we want to see around those areas of well-being, around those areas of remuneration, around those areas of leadership support, and around the fact that we've got people in our small schools and people in highly unique contexts such as our specialist schools, we want to see that those areas have been taken into account in the package that the ministry presents to us, and that there is a concrete pathway towards actually addressing those issues that I've identified.
That was Linda Stewart, Lead Negotiator, New Zealand Education Institute.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.